Steve.
Lashana Tova, everyone. Happy New Year, Juice.
Lashana Tova, dude.
And let's fucking go. Welcome to the Full Kit Wankers.
Sup, nerds. At our other undisclosed location.
We're so undisclosed today. We just love it. We love Greenpoint. We had to come back, see the poles.
Get some wine. I was feeling wine today. Some chilled red.
Steven, you're not wrong. It's a good moment.
Yeah, it's hot as fuck outside.
It was so warm today. It's October.
It's really humid for October 2nd.
It's time for, you know, basic girl fall. I'm ready.
Is that what they call it? Basic girl fall.
I don't know what they're calling it these days. I did have a great hot girl summer. And we can talk about that off mic.
Yeah, sure. Whatever.
Did you have a hot girl summer, Steven?
Sure.
Did you feel yourself?
I feel myself every day.
Okay. Yeah. Anyway, let's talk about some tea and not Hailey and Justin Bieber's wedding.
Whose wedding?
Hailey Baldwin and Justin Bieber got married on Monday.
Oh, right. I saw
South Carolina.
It looked really bad.
Scooter Braun was there. Everyone was there. Yeah. Katy Perry and Orlando Bloom.
It looked
doesn't
really
matter.
Off for me. This he was wearing a suit.
I was saying this is not what we're going to talk about. It's time
no,
for
No, but we
kits.
Have to, though.
Full kit snitching.
This is part of it.
It's not.
Bieber balls. Yeah.
Does not sound right. Anyway. Okay. My first news of the day is that Alexis Sanchez has found his mojo at Inter Milan, and he loves soccer again. This isn't really news. I just thought it was really pure.
No,
also,
we'll get to more on
Alexi later.
Did you watch Mi Amigo Alexis yet?
No, not yet. I have a lot to catch up on. I haven't even watched Succession from Sunday. I have a lot to watch.
Wait, hold on. Time out. You watched that show too?
Yes. We've never
I didn't know this.
I love Succession. I'm like the only person I know that
No,
watches.
You're not.
You watch Succession?
No, but duh.
Steven, why have we never talked about this?
Yo,
I'm not caught up
who
to last
are
week.
You
I'm more of a
who
shit
are you?
If you really want to know
I think
wow.
So
oh my god yeah because I fuck stuff up in the
oh
last minute
god.
When things are going well
I'm definitely not a Kendall
no you're really a Roman kind of
maybe.
But a Roman Jerry like their partnership is everything okay anyway
it's hot.
I love them not
it's
their weird
hot.
Fucked up sex stuff but like
I
love them I stand their relationship yeah. Anyway we're moving on. Club Bruges' Dennis scored a brace at the Bernabeu on Tuesday at Champions League and
Yo.
He trolled them by doing the Ronaldo celebration
Yo.
And it's troll level expert. I was delighted.
I was like someone's gonna throw hands.
I thought that was so great. That was like Alex Morgan sipping tea level troll expert.
No, relatively the same,
I guess.
It was
better because Ronaldo ain't even there and he's at Madrid's home.
That's true. I guess to the
just
fans, you know.
Trolling them.
Yeah.
Club Bruges?
Yeah.
Anyway.
It's like someone's gonna die.
Yeah. Speaking of really crazy people, Maradona, the Diego Maradona documentary dropped this week. Have you watched it yet?
No,
it's
don't
on
tell
HBO.
Me about it. I
know
it's on
it.
HBO.
I haven't watched it.
Oh, you haven't watched it yet?
No, I'm busy at work.
No, I'm gonna watch it tonight.
I'm gonna watch it not tonight, but I'm gonna watch it this week. And we're gonna talk about it next week. But let me tell you, this pod.
Wait, what episode on Succession are you on?
I've seen 7. I just have to watch
it. Oh,
you
haven't watched this past Sunday?
No, I haven't watched
this.
I know the Kendall raps. That's the only thing I saw on the internet.
Oh my God.
You need
to
follow the Twitter account Succession Without Context.
What?
You need to follow the Twitter account.
There's a Twitter account?
Succession Without Context. And they just post like screenshots with the lines from Succession, but just like no context.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
Man. No, I love
they're
those.
Really,
they do
I
that for a lot
too.
Of shows.
Yes,
I gotta watch that.
They're great.
Do you watch The Righteous Gemstones?
I don't, but I heard it's great.
Oh, I mean, guys, if you love Danny McBride, you're gonna love that show.
I heard
you gotta
it's
have
very good.
Danny McBride humor to enjoy it.
I'm it's on my list. That and Unbelievable and a couple other things
right,
I wanna
cool.
watch.
But
anyway,
I digress. Let's continue.
We are psyched to see the Maradona documentary.
Very.
Site.
Some of our friends were, I mean, at
involved.
Least some, yeah. Well, they went to like the screening
That's
or
right.
whatever, yeah.
That's right. They said it was good.
They said
He's
good
an
things.
Oscar, the documentarian's Oscar award winner, so we'll see.
That adds up.
There was a truly insane, this is real tea, a really crazy rumor for Spurs that the team Discord was because Jan Vertonghen slept with Eriksen's wife.
Nah,
and, like,
get the
that's
fuck out
why
of here.
They want out. Like, they both are like, I fucking hate it here.
Nah,
but then
that's a lie.
Somebody tweeted a video of them at training, Jan and Christian, at them at training, like, goofing off and being like buddies, like little buds, as a way to debunk it. And then Jan Vertonghen retweeted that video without any explanation. So I'm assuming it's like, yeah, this is fake. We're still BFFs. But they played really badly yesterday. We will talk about that. So, I don't know. And now, Jan Vertonghen is exploring, like, reopening talks of staying with Tottenham. Why would you want to stay after a performance like that? Probably because no one's going to want your ass after a performance like that. But we'll talk about it.
Send him to Inter.
No. I love Jan. First of all, he's the hottest guy on the team. Hands down. Vertonghen? He's the one in, you know, F, marry, kill.
Oh,
I would F, and then I would marry son.
Cool.
And murder Eric Lamella. Why was that even a moment I had to think about? Absolutely murder him.
I thought you'd marry son.
I said I'd marry son, and I'd F Jan Vertonghen. Anyway. Cool.
That's great.
We love him. Anyway, Vivian Medema, please, I'm sorry if I said that wrong, from the Netherlands national team. She plays for Arsenal women. And when she was asked about not being included in the FIFA Pro World 11, she responded, "I think we all know it's about popularity, and I don't post much on Instagram or Twitter, so that's probably what went wrong. I don't really care about individual awards, to be honest, but I think it's a joke. Take. I love it. Show me the lie."
Yeah, no, she's sort of right. I mean, it's definitely, come on, it definitely, they factor in player, you know, performances. Not, come on. But it is a popularity contest.
You have to make absolutely. Campaign. And, like, yeah. Anyway, yeah. She's really dope. So come on, she's coming back from injury right now. She's not 100%, but she's still kind of
killing it. Just keep doing your thing. You're going to be recognized. Don't worry about it, girl.
Well, we recognize you here on this pod. You can come on anytime, Vivian. Anyway.
Medema.
Yeah, I said it right. Yeah. Everton supporters showed their support for former player Moise Keane with a tifo that said no to racism in Italian at last weekend's match against City. And we have no choice but to stand the Toffees. That was dope.
Dude, yeah.
I wonder, tell them, Toffees.
Did he, you know, encounter any racial discrimination?
At Everton?
Not Everton, at Juve when he played. No, they loved him.
No.
Yeah, but I mean, it's the Italian league. That place is a mess.
Serie A is a mess. Yeah. I don't watch it for a reason. I'd like to say it's because I don't like racism, it's just because I don't watch it.
Yeah.
But now I have a stand. Anyway, at the Clásico Nacional between Chivas and Club América, I can't believe this is his name, Pollo Briseño, tackled Giovanni Dos Santos in what is the most disgusting, nasty gash in a leg. It looked like something out of Jaws, man. Bro, I...
So, I talked about this with my friend the other day, on our way down to Sunday League.
Okay.
And we were talking about, like, gashes in recent history, and we talked about... Like,
gashes? Very specific.
Very specific. We talked about, like, Rooney, and there was another one that I'm forgetting right now. So then we started counting down, like, which one do you think is the worst ever? And I thought back to the one from the 70s, that German player.
Sure.
Where, like, there was just that gash along the outside of his thigh.
Niall has made me watch that video.
Yeah, I've watched it many times, and it's disturbing.
Nasty. You can see, like, bone, right?
You can see it.
Yeah, you could
In a camera from the 70s.
Which is, like, must mean it was
pretty clear. No UHD, girl.
No.
There was no 4K display. And you could see that shit clear as day.
Gross.
Yeah. I loved it.
So, yeah, I'm just saying that, why aren't we watching Liga MX? It's like a Texas Chainsaw Massacre of soccer.
I love it.
Well, we don't talk about it
You know, so we're on Fubo TV, right?
We are. As a joint account.
Yeah.
Under your name.
Under my name. That's cool.
I love it.
But you should watch Liga MX. It's on there.
I should. Yeah. I just, you know, there's only so many hours.
Right. Oh, we got to talk about the Copa Libertadores later.
After we will. We're done. I forgot to write about it, but.
Well, no, I got you. I got you.
In a much more sweet story than just, like, Gio Dos Santos is, like, just bleeding out. I mean, it was, like, full-on chunk. It looked like a shark took a bite and then was, like, bye.
It's, like, got stuck in there and it turned.
Ugh. Anyway, Jurgen Klopp had his Players Tribune moment, and he explains in this quote why he's always smiling post-match win or lose. He says, "It's because when my son was born, I realized football is not life or death. We're not saving lives. Football is not something that should spread misery or hatred. Football should be about inspiration and joy, especially for children." And he goes on to talk about what he's seen the game do for so many of his players, like Mane, Salah, Firmino, and how he never had to face half the difficulties they did growing up. And then he says, "There were so many moments they could have easily given up, but they refused to quit. They're not gods. They just simply never gave up on their dreams." Bro.
Damn.
I'm inspired.
I'm touched.
This podcast, I'm never going to give up on these dreams.
Yeah, me neither. I can't stop now.
I would want to play for Klopp. I've said this.
You said this
many times, but I stand by my fucking take.
I'd like to attend, you know, his motivational convention, whatever.
Yeah. I want to hear his locker room talk.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
I don't want to hear many people's locker room talk, especially not our president. But I want to hear Klopp's.
No, that's looking dicey, isn't it? See where that's going to end up.
What are you going to do in the Civil War?
What am I going to do in the Civil War? I'm going to I'm going to squat up, dude.
I saw a tweet that was like, I'll be outside CVS bandaging wounded soldiers with their receipts. It was pretty funny.
That's fucking hilarious. I liked it. Yeah.
Anyway, let's move on. We really just want to talk about Champions League. It just happened.
Just happened.
Current AF, baby. Let's go.
Yeah.
The Champions! Let's
That's
go.
That's pretty good. I can't do that. I'm like a baritone, I think.
That's very specific and probably true. I've never heard you sing.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Real Madrid took on Club Brugge at the Bernabeu. Now, we talked about this. At one point, the Belgian club were up by as much as 2-0 at the Bernabeu.
That's it.
But then, of course, because God is evil, Real Madrid managed to scrape by with a tie.
No, God is not evil, okay? Don't talk about Zlatan like that.
That's fair.
Okay.
He would never want that. Yeah. They scraped by with a tie off a very good free kick to a header from Ramos to Casemiro. So, to be fair, deserved. Bruges held up for so long, even when their captain Vormer was shown a second yellow card and they were down to 10 men. But they could not finish the job. However, a point away.
A point away is a point away.
'Tis not too shabby.
Nope.
What's going on, Varel? What are you guys doing?
They're in, I don't know, they're a mess.
But are they as bad as Tottenham? We'll get there.
Are they as bad as Tottenham? Just as bad.
At least they've won things.
True.
Let's move on. Man City played Dynamo Zagreb, and it wasn't even televised. But I'll tell you, they won 2-0.
No one cares.
Why even bother playing these games in this group stage, guys? Just give it to City. Let them be free.
The only thing I took away from that game is the caution to Pep. That's it.
Did he get cautioned? He got a yellow card.
Yeah.
What happened?
I don't know. He just got a yellow card.
Nice. Phil Foden scored a stoppage time winner.
Yeah.
Thrilling stuff. All right, let's just get through this, because I just...
We got
Tottenham bots. Played Bayern Munich on Tuesday.
Who?
And Bayern Munich.
Right, right, right.
And in the arms of the angel.
Donate.
Fly away from here.
Just imagine Carrie Kane's face when you hear that song.
I feel my soul left my body for those 2 hours.
Really?
Yeah, I was very upset. We lost 7-2.
Yeah.
It was a harrowing day. I feel the effects still. I don't really even know what to say. Sun started us off with a great goal because, you know, he's Sun.
Yeah.
He had a lot of opportunities, though.
He's their most dangerous player.
He should have definitely capitalized on the other opportunities, but whatever. Who knew it was going to go this badly? Then Lewandowski was like, oh, you guys don't talk about me enough, and showed that he's one of the best strikers, best number nine in the world.
Yeah, we need to show Lewandowski some more appreciation.
We just ignore him because he plays for a super team. He doesn't do anything.
I'm about to say a hot take right now.
All
right,
what's it going to be?
As a, I guess, Spurs supporter.
Okay.
I think Lewandowski is what Harry Kane should aspire to be.
Ooh, that's what Harsh texted me.
Really?
That's right, yeah.
Yeah, I think he's a much better version of Harry Kane.
He was
Kane.
Saying, like, he's what Harry Kane should be, but isn't. Yeah, no, it's fair.
100% agree, Harsh. Good call, my man.
He was insane. He made a fool out of our back line. He sent Jan Vertonghen back to fucking Belgium? That's where he's from. Yeah, Belgium.
Yeah.
He's gone.
He sent Toby there, too.
Toby.
He said, take your
mate
with you.
The two of the best center backs in the world, and they just looked like...
They didn't look so good,
They
man.
Looked horrible yesterday.
But also,
Tuesday.
Serge Aurier looked like crap.
Oh, my God. The Spurs Twitter went from being like, Serge Aurier should start every week as right back, to being like, I never want to see Serge Aurier play ever again.
And I think I would have liked seeing Davinson Sanchez instead.
Ooh, what just a take. Saying. I know, I agree. I mean, Colombians are better at everything anyway. So, listen.
Yikes.
Lewandowski made a fool of our backline, but we went into the half 2-1. That's not embarrassing. That's okay. I mean, we expected to lose. I was like, maybe we can make it close. Maybe we can tie this one.
Word. I told my friend we're going to lose 3-2. And then
yeah.
he like DM'd me like, damn, bro.
It wasn't 3-2.
You're right.
Then Arsene Wenger's like secondhand helpings, Gnabry, just absolutely embarrassed Tottenham in their own home. I mean, like, I felt like Tyra Banks yelling at Tiffany like, we were rooting for you. We were all rooting for you. How dare you?
I don't know what that
represents. Learn from this.
What is that?
It's from America's Next Top Model. Anyway.
Oh, that show.
Also, Serge Gnabry tweeted today, North London is red, and I normally would be like, shut up. You're living rent-free in our heads. But to be honest.
When Serge Gnabry did his little stir-fry celebration, I felt like slapping him.
He's not wrong. It is red with the blood of Munich's destruction of our team. Yep. In North London, so he's not wrong.
Blitz on us, dude.
Arsenal have Pepe to deal with as opposed to Gnabry, so they should be ruining the day of that happened too. Anyway, listen, I can't. Okay,
cool,
we're just gonna stop. I can't deal with it anymore.
That was cool to watch, though. I saw the
was
highlights.
Was it cool to watch?
There were some sick goals, dude.
We got a penalty, and at one point it was 4-2, and I was like, okay.
There were some sick-ass goals.
It's possible, but then we just absolutely fell apart. Poch made some weird decisions. starting Dele Alli, who's just not with it these days. He just hasn't come back fully from his injury. Was rough.
I guess I'd have to get closer.
It all fell apart when he took Harry Winks out. I understand why he did it. He wanted to create just like an all-out attack. I think he threw in Eric Lamella.
So,
but Harry Winks is like the heart and soul of our defensive midfield. He really puts in a lot more work than he gets credit for. He didn't have the best game yesterday, but he holds everything up, and like it all fell apart. Cool. It was really bad.
All right, anyway, let's talk about day two of Champions League.
Slavia Praha took on Dortmund and only lost 2-0. And it was like in the last minute that the second goal was scored. It's not a bad showing for the team whose executives like cackled upon hearing their group.
Yeah, Hakimi scored one, right? Good for him.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And Liverpool took on Red Bull Salzburg, and though they took an early lead, at halftime it was 3-1. And then the final score was 4-3 for Liverpool. Sick. But Jesse Marsh's guys, I swear, I just saw a quote from a Red Bull player, Chris Duval, that was like, Jesse Marsh is the kind of coach that would make you want to like sprint for days, like he could motivate you to basically do anything. Like, I don't doubt that those Salzburg players feel that way. Yeah, so glad he wasn't interviewed for the men's national team position. Anyway.
Oh, shots fired. Pew, pew.
Shots fired. Pew, pew, pew. Liverpool won, but just barely, and there's hope for Salzburg yet.
All right, so let's talk about the quote-unquote match of the day.
Barcelona played Inter Milan. Initially, Barcelona was down 1-0, and then their attack game came up rearing thanks to Suarez, who was on fire. And he's usually not a Champions League guy.
No, but he had help from his good friend Messi.
He had help. Messi was back. That arm injury that they feared would give him 3 weeks off just really meant that he could only play in Champions League. He can't play regular season games. He only plays on Wednesdays, guys. That's just the way the arm asks to be played, and that's it. This game had everything. Suarez celebrating, Messi tying his shoes for a long time, Griezmann being overrated, Dembele shooting it to the heavens, Sanchez getting a yellow for yelling from the bench. That is, Alexis Sanchez got a yellow card for just being excited.
From the bench.
Yes, from the bench. And Antonio Conte also getting a yellow from screaming for the manager.
Was that left bench, right bench, center bench?
Left bench. He was just back in the rafters getting yellow cards.
Damn.
We have a hot take, Steven. What is that?
What's a hot take?
Griezmann's not very good.
Oh, I think he's trash.
Yeah, Griezmann's trash.
Let me be clear. I think he's individually skilled. I think he's trash in that team. He just does not fit.
He doesn't fit their system at all.
I don't get it.
It was not worth it for him to make that move.
No.
And so, yeah.
I just don't get it.
They're trying to make it a thing. Like, stop like, trying to make Fetch happen. It's not going
to
happen.
Is he, like, supposed to be Suarez's replacement or something?
You mean Neymar's? Oh, you mean eventually Griezmann. Suarez?
Yeah, he's definitely not.
I don't know. Ousmane Dembele is a better Neymar. Fit. Yeah, but he came on as a sub. I don't know. Griezmann, it just doesn't work for me.
I don't think he fits in there. He should be somewhere else.
He's really not. I mean, maybe he'll like really pick it up.
He should have gone to the Prem.
Yeah.
I really do think
maybe he'll pick it up, but for now he can't read the game well. Like, he had an open shot on goal and he had plenty of time. Suarez was wide open and he chose to go for the near post shot. And he just hit side netting. And it was just like, that's not how Barcelona played, dude. You don't take it selfishly like that. No. You want to score that goal. You don't care who does it.
And let's just reel it back about the way they play, right?
Yeah.
I watch some of these because, you know, you usually watch Premier League in the morning. I'm busy in the morning. So I'm watching like the 2 p.m. games, 3 p.m. games, you know, La Liga, Serie A. Sure. So I watch some of the Barca games and I see him in the final third where, you know, Barca love to make those little loop passes, you know, or little threaded through balls with enough weight behind it. Anytime he's in the position to do that sort of play, he doesn't do it. He like slows it down and puts it out back out wide or gives it to like Busquets in the middle or whomever is in the midfield. And I'm just like, dude, you need to be pushing the ball more.
He lacks the creativity, I think.
He would have been a great fit in a Prem. Why?
He's
got the physicality from Atletico Madrid, you know, he can run for ages.
Yeah.
You need to be super fit. Perfect fit for the Prem. All right, well,
guess he picked today. He picked the wrong team.
He getting paid.
Meanwhile, Chelsea versus LOSC lost.
That's,
I know.
Lille.
they Chelsea won 2-1. At one point, it was tied 1-1. Chelsea fought hard. Tammy Abraham and Willian stepped up with goals. No, Pulisic did not start or play. Not even on the starting 18. My guy was not even available as a sub.
Did he miss the flight?
I don't know, guys.
Or the bus, rather.
We'll talk about it. Okay, we already covered that. So let's pop on over. We're already wasting time. Let's talk about Jody Old England.
Oh, right.
For England! For home! And for the prize!
Did we get our scores right? Our predictions?
Dude, I started to start writing that shit down. Let's talk about it. Liverpool played Sheffield. They won only 1-0 on a goalkeeper error. Bruh, I'm over it.
Whack.
Spurs played Southampton. 2-1 we won. Stressful, but we did it. In Ndombele and Harry Kane goals.
Also whack.
Ore got a red card. SMH, why are we like this?
That's cool, though. That's cool. Yeah, I want to see Davinson back there next week.
Yeah, put Davinson back. Chelsea beat Brighton 2-0. Pulisic didn't start. My Twitter feed will not shut the fuck up about it. Guys, he's not that good.
He's not that... I'm sorry.
Conte's back. They don't need shit. Like, they got Tammy Abraham was on fire. They got Mason Mount. They got Willian. They got all this shit. They don't need Pulisic. That was a cute test, and the test is over, and he didn't perform. Move on.
American fans,
but,
get a grip.
Enter the giveaway, and you can put his name on the back of a jersey.
That's true. This is an official kit, people.
Official Nike kit.
Like, we're talking $100 plus kit
so
here.
So far, only a few people are really fully entered.
That's right. Wait, but not even the people that are sort of fully entered haven't really completed all the steps
yet. Complete all the steps,
guys. They're like 80% progress. So finish up.
I'm like the most type A person you
even
know.
There's one or two people that actually did the
reviews. I think it's because we gave them until November 1st, but listen.
That's true. Don't get late. Don't procrastinate.
Don't procrastinate. Okay, anyway. Man City took on Everton and won 3-1. I don't care. Leicester played Newcastle.
I saw a little bit of that game.
5-0. Vardy party and then some. Okay, Steven, are they top four contenders? Go.
Yes.
I think so, too. Leicester have been underwritten for too long. They won the Champions League in 2016. It was not a fucking fluke.
We definitely missed that.
Skill. Yep. And
you got to remember the teams that they brought in last season. This is when they're coming together. That's a sick team. That midfield is nice.
The midfield and keeping James Madison was huge.
Oh, dude, huge.
But
Tielemans and the other guy, I forget his name, in the midfield. Oh,
killing
it. They're killing it.
And then you still have one of the best strikers in the league. He's just chilling under the radar. Anyway.
Even Johnny Evans is kind of killing it.
I know.
And I'm like, damn, when does boy get good?
I agree. Yeah. Man United took on Arsenal on Monday in El Saco.
Did you watch it?
I didn't, but now I watched it. El Saco. It ended 1-1. It was garbage football.
That's not really that clever.
Shut up.
El Saco? We didn't make it up.
Chill. El Saco. Oh, I did. No. It's great. Truly garbage football. There was like an offside call that was controversial. And you know what? I don't care.
I didn't care. They're both trash.
Let's do our predictions for this weekend. Steven, I'm going to give you some fast predictions.
Wait. Hold on.
Weekend preview.
I got to sip my wine.
Drink your wine. Great. I can't wait to edit that out. Anyway.
I need the juice.
I cannot wait to edit out that awkward pause where you took a sip. Let's go.
Juice. What's up?
Tottenham Brighton.
We win.
By how much?
2-1.
Liverpool versus Leicester. Ooh, child.
Liverpool finally lose.
What? I hope so.
1-0.
Leicester handing
1-0.
Them. Oh, delightful.
Vardy.
Party. Chelsea versus Southampton.
Oof.
I say Southampton.
I say Chelsea win.
Okay. Yeah. Man City Wolves. I mean.
How did Wolves do this past weekend?
No, I don't know, but.
It was like a 2-2 draw, right? But they're playing at the Etihad.
Yeah.
Man, that one's close. I really want to say Man City win, but I'm kind of inclined to call it a draw.
Okay. Arsenal versus Bournemouth. I think Arsenal can win.
Yeah.
Manchester United versus Newcastle. I think Manchester United can win since Newcastle just lost 5-0.
Yeah. I'm sorry to say it, but man, I pick Man United. Yeah.
Cool. We're going to see if those check out. Actually will this week, I promise. Anyway, guys,
also,
we can't take the channel today. We're really behind.
Well, there's nothing really going on. I mean, PSG are still winning in France.
That's right. Great reporting, Steven.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sorry. There's just not much to talk about. Like
Neymar still hated.
Yeah, but he's
Bundesliga
still, but he's
still Bunden.
No, Bundesliga's
good,
dude.
ESPN signed a deal with Bundesliga.
I know, that's big news. That's massive.
It is, but I think they fit better with Fox. I was just reading a take list.
Yeah, Kardik Krishnayer said that too.
Me and Kardik, we're BFFs.
But also, like, there's that cost factor, right? Because ESPN Plus is super cheap. That's nice.
$10 a month.
Five.
But Fox Sports comes with it, like, packages.
That's true.
Anyway, we'll
move on.
But
Bundesliga's good, dude. I'm having a grand old time watching that. Also, the Copa? DFB Copa? Pokal?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, like their FA Cup.
Mm-hmm.
My favorite tournament. Just wanted to put that in there.
Yeah,
one of my favorite tournaments. Yeah.
If you want to take a really long boat trip, you can tell us about What's Boca up? Versus River really
quick. Oh my God. Yes, guys. So
heading to South America. Briefly.
Heading to South America. We're taking a little trip, a little flight.
Hey, it's like when my grandma escaped the Holocaust. They headed to South America. Move on.
Damn, that was deep. Boca faced River last night, dude.
I saw.
First leg of the semifinals at Estadio Monumental for River. River went 2-0. Started off with a penalty, and then in the second half, they got another one back. Of course, as you'd imagine, there was some sort of controversy.
I'm sure. Did the players get pelted with fucking
gas? No, nothing like that. It was just like, you know, battering the officials and complaining.
Jesus Christ.
It's a rivalry. You know how it is. But anyway, second leg next week, and then you guys are listening to this on Thursday. Wednesday night is Flamengo versus, I think it's Cruzeiro. Both Brazilian teams. So you're gonna have an Argentine Brazilian final for the Copa Libertadores this year.
That's dope.
Super dope.
We will be tuning in. Also, quick fun fact, a little bit of dish. Should have been in the snitching, but whatever. I hear Zlatan's in his way to Boca. This is a rumor.
No.
This is the rumor. And he's got the in with Scalotto and all that shit.
I would buy that jersey.
You would?
Hell yeah.
He's dominated every league.
That's iconic. That's like impossible.
He's dominated every league except for the South Americans.
But he would have fit so well. Oh my God. Boca's brand would grow overnight.
As if they didn't already have fans. Yeah, but he'd be like a worldwide brand.
Fuck yeah.
Fuck yeah. Every post we post, if Zlatan's a hashtag or Zlatan's mentioned, it gets way more.
But I really.
More likes. It really does.
Yeah, it does. I really think that River are going to win it, though. They just look the better team still.
Probably.
And Flamengo. Flamengo are still first place in the Brazilian league. So I think it's going to be Flamengo River final. And if I had to predict now. As it stands, I think Flamengo win the Copa Libertadores this year. All right,
we'll check back in with your
predictions. We'll check back in. Well, next week, we got second legs. We'll talk then.
All right, enough traveling. Let's talk about the dumpster fire that is our own backyard.
Oh, shit.
We're not going to talk about impeachment proceedings, but we are going to talk about...
That's what I thought you were talking about.
We're not going to talk about the Civil War, but...
I got CBS receipts lined up.
But we are going to talk about the fact, since we're on Zlatan anyway, he has scored 50 goals in just 54 games in the MLS. These are unbelievable stats.
No, it's not. It's God.
And also, someone else told me in only 51 starts. So he played 54 games, but he only started 51 of the games.
Yeah, these are like Messi numbers and Ronaldo numbers.
Yeah, they're fucking wild.
Yeah, I love it.
Meanwhile, players who don't want to play in the U.S., Sergino Dest, is pondering his national team choices, and rightly so. Like, should I go play for the boob team that probs won't go to the 2022 World Cup and might just disappear into oblivion if we keep failing? Or should I play for the Netherlands?
Go to the Netherlands.
Go to the Netherlands, dudes. Come on.
The kid's got potential. I'm sorry.
So we'll see. LAFC won the Supporters Shield and celebrated appropriately. Like, a lot. Good for them. They won the league. It's actually the biggest deal.
I know you're a Galaxy fan, right?
Yeah.
But like, LAFC, dude, celebrate the shit out of that.
That's
because
what I'm
you
got
to bring more recognition to it. Yeah.
Good.
Keep it up.
I'm no LAFC fan. Listen. Yeah. A lot of Americans disagreed with their celebrating. They were like trolling them for being so excited about winning
Y'all are part of the problem and with I'm like, that kind of mentality.
You are the problem.
Yeah.
First of all,
let them have it.
What are we even doing here? Like, they were the best team of the
year.
Just get over it. I'm not an LAFC fan. I fucking hate them. But you know what? Sometimes evil wins. Didn't you guys see Empire Strikes Back? Evil wins. But you know what?
It's a good
movie. Return of the Jedi. It'll be fine.
It'll be bad. It's a trilogy, guys.
It's a trilogy. Yeah. Anyway.
And then there's another after that. But like, you won't live to see it, probably.
There's three more.
Oh, my God.
And then there's, like, the preview.
And then there's, like, spinoffs.
Oh, I can't. The Mandalorian. Anyway.
Disney Plus.
Disney
Plus. Holy shit.
Okay, I don't understand.
That Disney's going to buy the MLS. That's what's going to happen.
That'd be interesting, sure. I don't understand the math on decision day. I'm not going to try to explain it here.
What is that?
It's like the last games of MLS.
Fuck, do we still call it that?
Decision day.
Oh,
that's right.
God.
So the last games of the MLS season are this Sunday, and they're all at the same time.
I know.
4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
I think I might watch it. I have enough time.
I wish a bar would just call it sponsored content and have every game on a different TV screen, because that'd be kind of fun.
It would be, but not in a million years.
Try to have enough screens. You can't. It can't be done.
Cannot be done.
Atlanta FC and Philly are in second and third place, respectively, but tied at 55 points. So their games will be the home and away difference makers. LA Galaxy are actually going to the playoffs this year.
Congrats,
Wonder
dude.
Of wonders, miracle of miracles. And may they spread this LA miracle to the Lakers this year, because I really can't take another pathetic basketball season. Minnesota and the Sounders are also in second and third place, respectively, in the West. with 53 points, so their games will determine their positions as well. But LA Galaxy have 51 points, so they could also make a play for second place if things go horribly for the other two.
It's that close, huh?
Yeah, it's close. It's close. Wow.
How's Geo and Timbers doing?
Oh my god, I don't know. Oh my I think god. They're not going.
Oh my god, no.
I'm not I'm upset. Sure. I'm sorry, baby. Let's Geo. Move on. America's a mess, but you know what we do well? Women! It's time for the female intended play. I mean, America's not great with women, but soccer.
We got 4 stars on our shirt. We got 4 stars on our shirt. We got 4 stars on our shirt.
Right. Women.
I was a little perplexed by that.
Shut up. Okay. Sydney LaRue had her first game back in a year at Red Bull Arena when the Orlando Pride took on Sky Blue FC, and it was really emotional and lovely.
Yeah.
3 months to the day that she gave birth to her baby girl.
That's lovely.
That's crazy. She's a superhero. The Sky Blue supporters tifo raised on Sunday morning said, "It's a beautiful new day," and it depicted a sunrise, which gives us hope for our local club. Maybe they'll have Red Bulls partnership. And start playing at Red Bull Arena, and then we could actually go. We were really bad, though. We didn't go to any games this year.
No, we're pretty bad.
We promised.
We're not very good. We're not very good on our work.
But you know what? I went to fucking France, so you know what? I can't do it all.
Well, you did. Like, that's enough.
I can't do it all.
That's enough.
Playoffs are coming up for the NWSL. We're still a week out. 2 weeks out.
2 weeks out.
North Carolina Courage have won four of their last matches. Four of their last five matches, but the Chicago Red Stars...
But I thought they could afford to do that.
They could.
Okay.
The Red Stars are the ones on that hot streak, though. They've won the last 5 out of 5. They're in second. They've qualified, and they have home field advantage.
Nice. Well done.
Dope. Yeah. Thorns and Rain round out the group with 3rd and 4th place, but Utah Royals are knocking in 5th place, and the last round of regular season games are October 12th, and then the final four will be decided.
Close.
The only people who have, like, literally nothing to do are probably, like, Orlando, sitting right there at the bottom. Oof. Anyway, Lucy Quinn scored her first goal for Spurs women, and it was a friggin' screamer in front of a crowd of 24,790, no less.
That's a good number.
And this is Spurs' first, you know, year in this league, so this is fucking phenomenal. It was a really good goal. Highly recommend you find the highlights. Download FA Player to watch the FA Women's National League. Guys, it's totally worth it. We're going to cover more and more of it on this now because I have the app. Colombia's Professional Women's League was literally about to be folded 5 months
ago. Do you remember that?
And now it's thriving. It's like when you water your plant once a week and then it's like, bitch, I'm alive, you know? It's fine. I'm a plant lady at heart.
Are you?
Yeah, do you have a plant? You don't have a single plant. I see your apartment.
You see my apartment. I have nothing.
It is a rather serial killer existence. We got to get you some decor.
Did you really just call me a serial killer?
I'm just saying, Ted Bundy, we could use some decoration.
Yeah, I always reference that meme where it's like, boys really be living like this and think it's okay. If y'all know that meme, that's me.
Our friend Kenny just got a new apartment and he's got like, he's like just got a poster.
Is he just like me too?
He's got a poster.
He's got a poster. Like, that's more like, the core than me.
He's psyched about it. Anyway, guys, 28,000 supporters were present at the league final between Deportivo Independiente Medellin and America de Cali.
That's a little rivalry there.
Who were eventually the winners. Cali! My mom's city. Anyway.
Is she a Cali fan?
No, she's from Cali. No, she's just from there. She doesn't care about this stuff.
I always wonder, like, because, you know, there's two teams in Cali, so you got to pick one or the other.
Oh, I don't think she
Are you
she
green
ever,
or are you red,
I
you know?
I don't think she ever knew. She was born there. She grew up in Venezuela.
Oh, that's right,
anyway,
yeah.
Proud of Colombia.
Love him.
All right, Steven. Let's do a little house cleaning at the
What's
end of
up?
This episode. Let's
oh,
talk.
We're doing that?
Let's talk giveaway.
Oh, right.
Steven, take it away. What do they got to do?
There's 4 steps.
Four.
4 steps.
Step one.
Step one. Like.
No. Step one, follow us on Instagram.
Follow us.
At Full Kit Wankers Pod.
You don't let me finish.
Oh, God.
Follow us.
Okay.
At Full Kit Wankers Pod.
Sure.
On Instagram.
Yes.
And do we have to follow on Twitter too?
Yes.
Yeah, follow us on Twitter at FKW Pod.
Yes.
You have to like the post though.
You have to like it and you have to,
Comment
and tag someone.
Exactly. That's
more
step
people
two.
You tag, the more entries you get.
Exactly. I've seen some of y'all tag like 5 folks. Dope. Keep
that's
it up.
That's step 3. You just step 3'd it.
You covered step 2.
Yeah, that's right. So step 1, follow us on Instagram. Right. Step 2, follow us on Twitter. Step 3, comment and tag people, multiple posts. We'll get you multiple entries. And
Work.
Then step 4
is write a fucking review.
Leave us an iTunes review. The link in our bio. I'm sorry to be so
brash, but like, please.
Leave us a review. Take a screenshot. Email it to fullkitwankerspodcast@gmail.com.
Word, word. Because we got the email. We got it.
In the email, yeah. And everyone's been very helpful, you put the screenshot and put your Instagram user and your Twitter username. All that.
Well done.
You're entered. We have a couple of legit entries that have gone all the way across the board. Just in one day, we have a decent amount, and Dre's pretty stressed. So help her out. You have until November 1st to win this.
It's a whole month.
It's a giveaway. Yeah. That's all you have to do to win a $100 legit Nike kit.
Let me put this in perspective, too. That $100 kit, bro, sold out.
It's sold out.
For real.
Is sold out. And James, yes. You could win this. You could, actually, he heard me last week be like, you're not going to win. And then he's like, oh, I'm not going to enter. You could win, James.
James.
You have just as much a chance as anybody. That makes me wonder.
Kevin Berg, same thing. Okay.
If you tag a bunch, but Kevin entered.
Oh, he did, right? Yeah.
So, you know, just enter, guys.
One of my assistant coaches, he's a big Chelsea supporter.
You have until November 1st.
Anyway, that's guys, a long time. Because it's still going to be sold out by then.
Even if you don't want the Chelsea kit, follow us on Instagram at Full Kit Wankers Pod. Follow us on Twitter at FKW Pod.
We're going to do more of these.
I post selfies and kits every day, and it's so cute.
That's true. Yeah, she's good at selfies.
I love a good selfie.
And you know what I'm going to start doing now?
What?
Slowfies.
What?
I got the new iPhone.
Oh, shit.
So I've got the slow-mo cam, and I could do slow-fies.
Good Lord. Okay. Anyway.
James did one with me last Sunday. It was cute.
Very cute.
Yeah.
Guys, you've got subs if you need them.
Wait.
What?
Real quick. So I just got FIFA 20, and like some of y'all dropped them to my DMs, and I like that. I got some gamer tags.
Chelsea guy.
The Chelsea guy, yeah. And one of my friends, Juan, as well. But, hit us up. I'm going to be playing some FIFA.
That's a Steven thing. You want to play FIFA? Go hit up Steven.
It's going to be... I'm going to put stories.
You want to talk Tyra Banks or any pop culture? I'm here for you.
Go for it.
Okay. Bye, boys and girls.
I'm officially a full kit wanker, and I do what I like!